الله أفضل على سيدنا محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأرواح نويت الأعتقاد نويت الخلق نويت الأزمان نويت الأزمان نويت الأزمان نويت الأزمان. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every self is going to taste death. كل نفس means every anything that Allah created subhanahu wa ta'ala that has life going to taste death. He said كل نفس كل نفس. What's كل نفس in English? Every nafs. Nafs means something living. Because opposite of death is life. So when Allah say كل نفس ذائقة الموت, every self is or nafs that means has to face death or to taste death, means anything living is going to die. Anything you can think about might be human being, might be animals, might be trees, jungle, any other living, any other living, any other living. Say yes or no?
Yes.
What?
Insect.
Insect.
Yes.
Any other?
Bacteria.
Bacteria. Everything living going to die. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Everything is praising Allah, but you cannot understand. And here everything means even stone. Even in our eyes that they are not living, but in reality they are living, they are going to face death. This whole planet, this whole universe is going to face death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he ordered Israfil to blow in the trumpet, this everything is going to shatter and crash into death. Nothing will be left. Means that, you see how much is small, when كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every living self is living, nafs, going to taste. He didn't say every living going to die. أو كل نفس تموت سوف تموت going to die. He said ذائقة. ذائقة means going to taste. And what is taste? Taste is more tougher than the death itself. When they give you something to drink and it is smelly or poisonous or anything, how it's very difficult for you to absorb it, is not? Because you are tasting it. You cannot drink it. The those who are going to be punished after judgment day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to give them their drink and their food is zakum. Zakum is means the sourest, the hardest thing that can be given to drink from it or to eat from it. And it is described in many ahadith that it's like light, it's not dissimilar, but to give you a meaning, like when you have a pus, like pusses, and like pus that it is so poisoned, filthy, like these people that they have gangrene. Gangrene. How their feet has pusses. If you open and all this comes out, it means to give you an example that you are going to taste the worst of death or the best of death. Because kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Za'iqa means going to taste. Taste either good or taste either bad. And everything, even dunya, going to taste death at one time. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Israfil, He will destroy everything. Then Allah ordered Azrael, when they last left Sayyidina Azrael, Allah ordered him to take his soul by himself. And Sayyidina Azrael, according to many narrations, that he would say that if I knew it's so much difficult to take the soul out, I would have been so much more lenient when I take the souls of mu'mins. Means anything Allah created has to go. Nothing will be left. So, if that is the case, so what we are expecting from our amal, it is going to let us to taste a hard punishment or hard difficulties when our soul is going out, or is going to be the easy way that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the soul of the mu'min, when Israel takes it out, is like a hair in a ghee, fell in the ghee. How is it very easy to take it out? The soul of the mu'min will be taken out so easy like that. And still Israel said, when Allah will order him to take his soul, he said, if I would knew that it is that hard, I would have made it very lenient for mu'min. And it's still like a hair out of a ghee for mu'mins. Okay, what about ourselves? If Allah's mercy doesn't overtake us, how we are thinking that we can save ourselves from that moment? That moment can be increased, can be decreased. We can see it, the living people, when they see a person dying, seconds and they die. But that might be increased in the eye of that dead person, or might be less than seconds, if he's alive. And it can be increased to a very long period. You don't know. How then we are with our amal going to save ourselves? And we are so arrogant, so rigid, so stubborn, so more than that, proud, so involved in entertaining ourselves into the worst desire that Allah prohibited, we are engaging ourselves into such things and we are forgetting about Akhirah. If by inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us with His mercy, but anyone who is not under that mercy, we hope that we are under that mercy. What kind of punishment are we going to see if Allah is saying everything going to die, everything going to taste death? People are, no one think about it. And we are going to die, we are going to die. Oh, no. When we are going to die, I'm living my life now. You tell many people, go to Hajj. How do you go to Hajj? If I go to Hajj, then I have to be a better person. I want to enjoy ourselves now, we want to enjoy. Later we go to Hajj. They don't say this in our back home?
Don't say.
Lot of men and women, they say that. They said, still we are making sins, so we cannot go now to Hajj. We postpone Hajj until we become 60, 70, then we go. That doesn't know someone that our friend was last 2 weeks, now 40 days ago, he was between us. He died. On what he died? On an ATV. Playing on his farm. On ATV. He fell on the cliff and died. These ATVs, people who think themselves that they are sheikhs or they want ijaza, have to know that these things has to be restricted slowly, slowly in their lives, not to act like children. These things are, when you are given a permission to make zikrullah, to call people for da'wah, you want to be a normal person doing that, it's okay, that's no problem. But when you want to be more on the Ahlul Aza'i, the people of highest level of discipline, then you cannot do it. Then what people, when they look at you, what they say? You cannot go to Rukhsa. Tariqah cannot allow you to go to Rukhsa. What's Rukhsa? The easiest one. Always you have to take the highest aid, the highest goal, and look at it. That is my ultimate way that I have to reach. That's my focus. That's why the meaning of tariqah. Tariqah is Islam. It's within the Islamic way. So Islam gives you all the levels of reaching the highest position. So normal level, yeah, you do your obligation, it's okay. But when you want to go higher, means you want to go in the path of Zuhad or Abid, Zahid and Arif. Abid means a servant in the stage of servanthood. Someone in that stage of servanthood, he has to, after that stage, he has to go to a... Now we all hear servant. People in general, Muslim or non-Muslim, are servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is servanthood, budiyya, means those who are dedicating and worshipping and praying to Allah, accepting the belief, the religion. Then you have, when you go to that level, abid, ubudiyyah, you worship, you make prostration, then zahid, ascetic, you go to a higher level, which means you drop dunya from your life, you become more in servanthood, they raise you to a higher level, level of zuhad, that this dunya, kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut, all, everything is going to die. Dunya and other than dunya. So why I have to be after dunya? It's going to die. I am dying. Dunya is dying. How I'm attached to something dying. All this, what you are seeing around you of today modernity, and not modernity in the sense of knowledge, but modernity in the sense of worthy desire to do whatever you want to do without a question. I was in a conference today, and they were showing how many are the Muslim group in America. And a very nice study, everything, all the group, even they mentioned us, everyone. Even they mentioned the Shia, they mentioned the Inayat Khan, or Bir Wilayat Khan, the Shisti Tariqa, the Qadiri, Rufa'i, they mentioned Islam, everyone, Ikna, everyone. And at the end I was surprised to see two other organizations, Muslim organizations, one called Al-Fatiha organization, gay and lesbian. Al-Fatiha Muslim organization, gay and lesbian. So, what's this? How they dare to name their names where Islam is innocent from such acts? So when you drop the desire, complete desire of dunya from your heart, you become more in servanthood, you become more ascetic zahid. When you progress into the path of zuhad, you reach up the level of arif, gnostic. You begin to receive. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّ عِلْمًا Heavenly knowledge. Allah will inspire to you from the knowledge that goes through the heart of Prophet ﷺ, and from heart of Prophet goes to you, to his, to awliyaullah. So that what we have to drop from our hearts, the desire of something that is vanishing, and leave our heart with the Creator who is Al-Hayyul Baqi, ever living, ever existing, isn't it? So now you want to be a normal, not normal, I cannot say it's normal, everything is normal, but you want to use the first level that of obligation is you do your prayer, fasting, hajj, salat, zakat, shahada, that's it. You are a Muslim, you save yourself, go for it. But that will not be enough if you have a bad amal. Cheating, lying, deceiving, how many Muslims? Today I was in a meeting and I saw people speaking about Islam, and they are Muslims themselves, and they are teaching Islamic studies in universities. And when they went to the bathroom, the toilet, they are in the same time speaking how to put a curriculum for Islam and Islamic teachings, and in the same time, and they are speaking how to implement that and to stop the influence of different extreme ideology. And these people, when you look at them speaking like that and giving the Sharia question, evidence of this and that, you think that they are practicing Islam? So I was going to the restroom and I saw one of them. I don't like to say it, but you have to say it. This is Islam, Sharia, the Hayat of the Deen. Prophet ﷺ said, no shyness in religion. That's to say, he was, what you call it, urinating, and without, لا يستبرئ من بوله. He doesn't clean up from his urine. And this is Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in many ahadith, those who are not washing after urinating their places in hellfire, in the bottom of hellfire. How you are speaking on Islamic issues and not you are cleaning from urinating. And even not having wudu is not recommended to speak on Islamic issues. So you want people, they can choose wherever they like. They want to be the first level of paradise, okay? Pray, fast, salah, hajj, zakat, go. Want to be higher, then you be abd. Abd with zuhud. Drop from your eyes as much as you can. And it is a very different level. It's a scale. You might be 1% to 100% indifferent in that scale. Might be they don't have Richter, you say, scale of earthquakes? Richter. From 1 to 7. 7 is devastating. They didn't go to 100% even. They didn't say 1 over 1. They said 1 from 7. For Jahannam, 1 from 2 even. 2 become devastating. Means the if you want to make a scale comparison. 1 to 7 in earthquakes, 7 is devastating. In religion, 1 of 2, don't go to 100% or 1000%. Means one bad amal you do, you are lost. If Allah's mercy will not take you in. Might be that bad amal throw you in hellfire. But Allah's mercy is big, that's why we hope that will save us. So, you want to be more higher in the love and in paradise, then go from ubudiyya to zuhd. Drop from your eyes hubb al-dunya. There are people, they give everything they have for a moment of dua only from in the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba gave, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, gave everything in 1 second for ambition to be more nearer to Prophet. He gave everything, not expecting even for the love of Prophet and Allah. That was enough to make him Khalilul. He was his friend in the cave. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا. He is telling his sahib, his companion, that don't worry, Allah is with us when they went to the cave. For that, even he didn't know about it, it made him like that. Because of his giving for Prophet ﷺ, everything. You don't know for a dua that awliya might do for you, or for leave awliya, if you give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, might be at that moment Allah recompensate you and reward you millions and millions for what you have given from wealth or from ibadah, worshipping, or from fasting more, or from doing zikr more, or whatever you are doing, increasing on what you have been asked to do, it will increase your status highly in paradise. And make you to the third level, which is Gnostic. Arif Billah. Getting that knowledge through your heart, Allah open to your heart. And all this because what? They understood the meaning of kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. awliya and people who are highly elevated, they understood that that is going to be the case. So why I don't drop this dunya? Because this dunya is vanishing, dead, going to die. I'm going to die. Nothing is left. Only the huwa al-hayyul baqi. Allah is the ever-living, everlasting. So I will connect myself, or I will look or worship something, something that vanishing, or I will worship Allah that ever-living, everlasting. That's why awliya Allah, they focused on that. When they focused on that, Allah gave them akhirah in dunya. Allah gave them wilaya in dunya. Allah gave them firasa. You know firasa?
Psychic.
Not psychic.
It's vision.
Vision, very highly visions. They can see things through their hearts. What's that? Whatever. So Allah gave them. Because they left what is fani and they went what is after what is baqi. Fani is for everything, dunya. Baqi is for Allah. So when they achieved that, Allah raised them. They knew that this is what they deserve. So these people, that they achieved that, Allah rewarded them through their lives by giving them akhirah in dunya. And that's why our Prophet ﷺ said, if you want to see someone who died before really dying, is Abu Bakr. Look at Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was telling the Sahaba. Now, there are awliya that they are not the level of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. No one can be level of Sahaba. But they are inheritors of Sahaba's secrets. They try their best to follow these footsteps. Allah give these people, awliyaullah, something in their hearts that differ from everyone else. And those who have an open sight, basira, vision, when they receive this information, they transmit it to the hearts of their followers in two ways. Either with the highest way of transmission or with the lowest way of transmission. The highest way of transmission, if their followers are being raised highly elevated through leaving the love of dunya behind and their focus on love of akhirah, they will transmit it to their followers without worrying that their followers will drop it down from their hearts. Like someone, you give him child, you give him a candy or you give him a diamond. So diamond doesn't know what... he takes the candy. So these elevated people will understand the importance of the diamond. So they keep this information, like diamond information, very highly knowledge. They keep it in their hearts. They don't lose it. They don't lose it through doing something that might have a hole, like you have a big picture. Not picture, it's big barrel. Big barrel. You see them clay all the time, they do that. If there is one hole in the bottom, whatever that barrel huge, even it's like this room, is one day it's going to empty everything if there is a small hole in it. Is not? Or crack. So these elevated people are like barrel with no cracks or no holes. That they keep the knowledge and they don't lose it. If there is a crack or a hole, whatever it is small or whatever it is big, what is inside the barrel is going to go. So this kind of followers, they don't give it to them because they know it's going to be wasted. They don't give it to them like you say directly. You give it to his heart. You download it in his heart like a computer and leave it there until they are ready to bring it out. So to download it, at that time they need to use on you a certain spiritual method. They have to numb you, give you anesthesia like a surgeon, and do the operation without you feel anything. And when you wake up, there is as if there was nothing. So they, as if they give you an anesthesia, which they don't tell you anything of this chip that they insert in your heart, full of that information. It is not following a sheikh is and taking bay'ah from a real sheikh, not a I don't like to say it, but a fake sheikh or a sheikh that has no power. Only people think that he has power, or the people make him to be a hero or superman, and begin to people follow him, and he has nothing to do. Give them some psychological expressions, what you call them, like these people today, Chopra or other people. They use what these hotels they use.
So far,
I don't know. Yeah, psychology.
Parapsychology.
What?
Parapsychology.
They use highly sophisticated terms.
Psychobabbles?
Okay. Psychobabbles. You think, oh, that is it. But in reality, there are not. So those awliyaullah that they are really, when you give bay'ah, you think your bay'ah will drop down? No. Your bay'ah is there, and through that bay'ah they are downloading the information into your heart. Until you begin to think one day that, oh, I have to improve myself. If it is not too late, and that's kind to you. So, there are people, they know that death is coming, so they improve themselves when they are young. So as you are improving yourself, wherever you begin to think that you have to improve, then this, what is downloaded, when it is, you come to a period of time that you begin to understand the value of these diamonds, these knowledges, then they, uploading now, what you do? Upload, bringing it back. You bring it back. They bring it for you back. You begin to see it. Oh. But this is already old. They bring what it was old that they have put to you years ago. Not the new ones. What you think? You think, oh, yeah, I got it now. That's, but if you would, from that time when they begin to put to you, you were able to improve yourself until the time you begin to think that I have to improve, might be 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, you would have been gone far beyond in spiritual technology that they use today, this physical or electronical or computer technology. Instead of riding a car, now they go by plane. It's not by plane, but they go by rocket. It's not by rocket, they go by satellite. So it's improving. It goes faster now. So if you would have used your self-improvement from when the sheikh, when you took the bay'ah with the sheikh and he began to download to you From that time you begin to improve yourself, today you will be flying with these knowledges. But it didn't happen. Means you are still in the level of awam, common. You didn't went up to khawas, elite, and above khawas, subtikiyun, the highest trustworthy ones. So people, awliyaullah, when these things, that these visions that they see and they take from their paths through these ascending knowledges that they receive through their ascension to a higher levels, they begin to send some to their followers, and we described it in two ways. Some of the followers can carry more than the others, so they might open to them. And that's why one time Quran Sheikh said, may Allah sanctify his soul, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a believer die, Allah, is his irada, his will extend his life, or will that second that's in front and you are seeing can be bigger than 1 second. And he said it can go to 137 years. He said any mukhlis, any sincere servant that tried his best in his life and died at any age, let's say whatever age you say, 30, 40, 50, 70, 80. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that moment when he is taking his soul, he increased that to 137 with kamalul ubudiyyah, with the perfection of servanthood worshipness. Allah will make that servant, he will extend that second in your eyes as a living person, seeing that person dying, but Allah, that second in your eyes is a second. In the eye of that person is 100, it's up to 137 years, and he will perform, he will be living his days complete up to 137 years in full worshipness, and Allah at the end of the 137 say to Azrael, now you pull it out. He will go from dunya with perfect wilaya. Allah will not take his servants who are trying their best with the lowest level. He will take them with the highest. And Allah gave us something in dunya to understand that. Like people when they go to al-ma'ash, retirement. If people go to retirement die on a lower age, so they take money as the salary of that certain age. If they were taking $2,000 till age of 60, let's say, per month. So when they retire, they take at that level 2,000. If their salary, they increase it to 5,000 in 61, age of 61, what is the retirement they take? At what salary? 5,000. If it was 10,000 at 63, how much do you take at when they retire? 10,000. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take his servant at the lowest rate. That's why he increased, he stretched his left second in our eyes to the dead person's eyes. He stretched it to come to a complete level of living at 137 years of age to take him at the highest level of worshipers. And that's what the taste of the mu'min will go from dunya, tasting ubudiyya, servanthood, zuhud, ascetic, Gnosticism, at the age of 137 years of full worship will go from this dunya. There are a lot of these type of issues that Awliyaullah opens slowly to their followers in order to encourage them. But what is the tongue can say, the heart, there are many that the heart is hiding, cannot say, because people, you cannot throw jewels between the hand of people who cannot appreciate. You have to give them something that they can appreciate or they can evaluate. May Allah forgive us. May Allah bless this evening. And may Allah mercy us with His mercy for the sake of Prophet and our Shaykh Shaykh Muhammad Nazif al-Haqqani and his awliya, Hayat al-Fatiha. Anyone wants to make wudu and pray Maghrib, inshallah. Who is going tomorrow to New Jersey? How many cars you have? No, pray first. It's Maghrib. What is the time? Are you rented van or a car? Stop this.